One in five Americans has learned a new language on their bucket list, or life backlog, if you will. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Upgrade your personal skill set in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Its tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and deliver with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I have a trip to Mexico coming up, so I've been using Babbel to brush up on my Spanish. The courses are short and sweet, so I can do one whenever I have a few minutes to spare. And the words and phrases it teaches you are designed for practical, real-world use, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions. Babbel can even provide you feedback on your pronunciation with its speech recognition tech. And it's not just for Spanish. Babbel includes 14 different language courses, each backed by a 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for Scoop Nation. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, only for our listeners, at babbel.com/gamescoop. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/gamescoop, spelled BABBEL.com/gamescoop. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to GameScoop Gaiden. This is a little side story episode, just a little bit special treat for you while we are all away at Comic-Con. My name is Damon. Joining me this week are Sam Claiborne.
Yeah, good to be here.
And Jared Petty once again.
I'm going to try
and
do it like
it.
That
guy. What's that's that? It.
And that's it. Just me and Jared. We're totally screwed.
It's just he and I. It's alone. We're all by ourselves. We are two-headed Etten of terror. Yep. That's right. I want to do Damon's intro like the guy in The Wizard does. I'm going to try it here. Okay, let's see if it works. GameScoop Gaiden! Does that sound like him at all, or was that...
In The Wizard, the movie, the Fred Savage movie?
Yeah, the guy at the desk, Ninja Gaiden! He goes like that. It's really weird. He shouts at the children.
Well, if you listen to last...
They were getting unruly.
If you listened to last week's episode, Jared was on there and I convinced him to stick around a little bit longer to record this episode. And this is just going to be an all 20 questions episode. Not the 100 questions that we usually do around Thanksgiving, but...
Thank goodness. You said earlier, I said, how many 20 questions rounds are you getting? Like, as many as we can do. And that got me really scared.
We're
just going to hang out. We'll do about 30 minutes and we'll see how many we can get through. But I want... I want a lot of time... For some banter, too. Like, for example, Jared hasn't been on the show in a long time, and we haven't gotten his thoughts on The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
My thoughts are going to be unsurprising. What a freaking masterpiece. What an absolute jewel of a video game. It's my favorite video game now. I mean,
Is it really? It's your favorite game of all time?
Yeah, I think it's the best video game I've ever played. It's up there. You know, I have a sentimental spot in my heart for Sid Meier's Pirates. Portal ranks very high for me, but this game, I think it creates something very new. I've tried to encapsulate this before. This isn't just a open world game. This is a discovery game. This is a magical adventure about learning the physics and rules of an entirely different universe in a way that almost in some ways reminds me a little of The Witness, but much more accessible and less up its own butt. And every time I thought that I was done with this game or it had nothing else to show me, it found another way to shock me in a delightful, happy, belly-tickling mode. I love this game.
Jared, did you work on the strategy guide for Breath of the Wild?
Did I? No, yeah. No. By the time Breath of the Wild came out, I was already at EA.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd left right around that time, actually.
Because these are a hell of a game to cover in guide form.
Oh, yeah. I have been I every night when You're I fun. Do my prayers, I've just been thinking of all of you. Like, it's just like, dear
it's
Lord, please
do.
Let
it,
Sam and
it,
Miranda
it
not
is
die.
Like, but you worked on Red Dead, so you know that type of thing.
I certainly do, and I loved it. Fallout 4. Wow, what a pain.
Sam, any updates from you? on Zelda.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to map the whole depths right now.
Yeah, that's all I want to do. I just want to do the depths. That's all I'm doing now.
Yeah, and it's cool. I keep on discovering cool stuff, like lava down there and stuff like that. But like, last night I got to what I believe was referred to as King Gliok.
Cool.
And I didn't know it was there. It was like an arena, and it was just like some Gliok with three different types of head. And I've only fought one Gliok so far, but I had just happened to make a lot of meat sticks, and I just happened to upgrade my fierce deity armor, and I just happened to beat one of the previous bosses and got its jawbone attached to my master sword, and I was like, I'm gonna go for it, and I beat it.
Wow,
nice. That's really cool.
Wow.
I think it's one of the harder fights in the game, but like I know what I'm doing with Gliok a little bit now, and they're really fun. And I will tell everybody out there, when you see those clouds of Keese, you hit them with a bomb arrow, and you get as many eyeballs as possible, because that is how you bring down those Gliok. It is so funny how susceptible they are. And if you have a bow with multiple notches that can shoot two or three,
yeah,
game over, man. Game over. Duke it from orbit.
Pro tip. Pro tip, then.
It's the only way to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Only way to be sure. They still weren't sure, it turned out. Did it ever bother you that they weren't sure?
It's been like 20 other alien incidents, so they definitely weren't sure.
They nuked it from orbit, and the queen was literally hanging on to their ship at the time. Mm. Like,
oh, I have a question, too, for Damon.
What's up?
What's up with this new Godzilla movie? Is this going to be good?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people really like Shin Godzilla. I'm actually not super crazy about Shin Godzilla. I kind of think Godzilla needs something to fight, and when it's just Godzilla, although the original Godzilla is a masterpiece, any other Godzilla since then, if he doesn't have anything to fight, it's a little bit of a bore, I think. Mm-hmm. So, and this one is it's set before that, but in the same continuity, apparently. So, I don't know. We'll see. Toho does not have the same CGI budget as Legendary or a Hollywood studio, so
it'll be interesting. Godzilla's design in it. I mean, I guess it's more of a Toho design, but he kind of looks like a kitty cat or like a seal.
Well, but that's his, like, in the, I think the Heisei era of Godzilla through the, like, late 90s, that's or just through the 90s. He looks like a cat very, very much.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I can show you right here. Give me one sec.
Yeah.
Damon rushes to find a Godzilla, leaving Sam and I to hold the show down. Oh, man.
Did you see that teaser, Jared?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
It's really short. It's just, but it does show Godzilla. Godzilla does like a big roar and eats a building or something.
I'm looking forward to seeing this. I actually really enjoyed Shin Godzilla, although it's less a Godzilla movie and more a movie about the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster.
That's right. That was the one that was really allegorical, right?
Yeah, and I was living there when that happened, and I think that's kind of a little more why I felt quite a bit. Why I got some feels watching that movie, even though it's also very entertaining. It's about a lot of the things that went wrong during that.
Yeah, there he is.
How well can you see?
You did just get a little bitty clip of him there.
I guess this isn't going to work.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's not going to work? Right.
Look at that.
The shine off of it. This this one right here. I got to go this way. So this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
get the shine.
There we are, right there.
There, you see his face?
Okay.
He's a little bit. That's like the 90s era when he looked like a cat.
And he has like a jetpack?
No, that's like the sticker from the toy. Like the cardboard tag. Who remembers this one, though? This one's great. Which one?
Oh my gosh.
That. I love it. That's so fantastic. Derpy. I love it.
He doesn't even have a tail.
Oh my Tell gosh. Me you have that one, Damon.
I don't own it, but I remember seeing it somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Was it you that showed me the Godzilla Goes to Hell comic when we were at IGN?
I do have a digital copy of Godzilla Goes to Hell, which is pretty good. He has things to fight down there. So there's
interesting win? To me.
Oh yeah, Godzilla always wins. Except for that first one.
Except for that first movie.
Actually, I think this design actually looks pretty cool. So, we'll see. I'm just happy that there's more Godzilla movies being made.
Yeah, especially out of Japan. I mean, it's just cool. It's a cool concept.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's do our first 20 questions here. This is Obi from Boston, who says, although I grew up in Nigeria, my mom traveled internationally for work and was able to buy some pretty banger games for me as a kid.
That's cool.
One of them is these.
Okay.
With that, let the questioning begin.
Sam, you want to start it or do you want me to?
No, go for it, man.
All right, let's do look at, was this game released before January 1st, 2001?
Yes. Interesting, you went with 2001, but yes.
I did.
Was this game originally released in a cartridge form?
Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't a small cartridge?
wait, what? What question are you asking
small
me?
Small cartridge.
Small cartridge. Small.
No, it was not a small cartridge.
It was not a small. Okay, the cue cards are out. It's not a TurboGrafx game. There we go. All right. So. Turns out it's a Neo Geo game, and that's Damon like bursts out laughing because it's Neo Geo. That's the the size
those
of the
one cartridges. Those are big boys.
Was this game released in the 1990s?
Yes, it was.
There we go.
Was this game on the Super Nintendo?
No, that's five.
Is this game Japanese?
No.
Okay. There we go. So it's a cartridge based. Not so. It's probably. Probably Genesis or N64.
Well, we don't know if it's cartridge based. It just wasn't on a small cartridge.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, shoot. You're right. Sorry about that.
Was this released on a compact disc?
No.
Okay, so just a regular ass cartridge, all right?
Oh, I'm very sorry. It was released on a compact disc.
Yes. Okay, so multi platform. It's just kind of been around the block.
All right, so it's a 90s game, not from Japan. Can we try genre? You want to try...
Was this available on the PlayStation 1?
Yes.
Okay. It's getting better here.
I won't ever get it.
Is this an RPG?
No.
That was probably a wasted question. There were a lot of them.
Skies of Arcadia. Is that an RPG on PlayStation 1? I have no idea.
Yeah, but that's also Japanese, so it wouldn't matter. I shouldn't have said JRPG with it being Japanese.
Did you say JRPG?
No, I said RPG. Still, there are very few Western RPGs on. Yeah, I totally wasted a question there. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Let's do. Was this a puzzle, sports, or racing game?
No, and that's 10.
Is this an action game?
We'll say yes. Although remember, action is a pretty big wheelhouse. But
is it a side scroller?
No.
Okay. Is this an arcade style game?
No.
Okay. Boy, this could be almost anything. We have no idea what happens in it. We have no idea. Shoot. We really screwed this up.
Is it what type of game would it be? Correct. Action.
I mean, this could be anything. This, you know, I'm thinking like Tomb Raider or, you know, but it could also be something super, super obscure.
Mm-hmm. Does this game have new games coming out in this decade?
No.
They're already out or coming out?
No.
Okay, so it's
series is
dead series.
Stale, then.
Action game. Did you say fighting already? Oh, it didn't matter. That was
well, but years. Like I don't. He said it's an action. He wouldn't say that about a fighting game.
Right.
Does this game, can you see your character in this game?
Yes. That's 15.
Who the heck made, everybody in America made.
Maybe it's just Crash Bandicoot.
I mean, that's possible. That's what's a Naughty Dog game. That's not the end, you know.
Do you play it as a human in this game?
Yes.
And he said it's not a platformer, or he said it's not a side scroller. He plays a human.
You see this little human running around doing stuff.
So it's a human running around. He thought it might be a cartridge game. Does this human use guns?
Yes.
Okay, how many we got?
You have two questions and a guess, but I could be a little lenient. I could let you have a couple more.
No, It's okay. You don't need to do that. We'll get it.
We get it. So it's a human with guns running around on the PlayStation. That's a lot of freaking video games. It's not driving, right?
Maybe it's just like a Grand Theft Auto game.
Didn't we say it's not driving? Did you say racing or driving? Or
no, well, I said racing, but it's not one of those. But there's also a Grand Theft Auto coming out, so it wouldn't be that.
I was thinking it'd be a car combat game like Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal.
But,
have we mentioned this game series yet?
No.
Okay.
All right.
We are off base.
We're not gonna. So maybe we should move on to the next one. We heard it was a banger.
We heard it was a banger. He told us it was a banger, and we may be missing some early bangers.
Was this in the PlayStation mini collection?
No.
All right, we give up.
Okay, no guess. You're going to give up?
Well, Jerry, you want to guess, Jerry?
I'll take a guess.
Just guess something?
Give me just a second.
It's based on a license. We never asked that.
No, we never asked that. We probably should have.
Let's go with the Amazing Spider-Man.
You don't use a gun in Amazing Spider-Man.
You use a web gun. Web shooter.
Is there a Splinter Cell on PS1?
There was.
Mm-hmm. Let's go Splinter Cell.
It is not Splinter Cell. It is not Splinter Cell, but it is licensed. Amazing. And it is relevant to what some things that are happening right now. This is Mission Impossible.
Oh, no, I never would have guessed that.
Originally released on the Nintendo 64 and then ported to the PlayStation a year later.
Is it a Tom Cruise-based one?
Well, it's based on the movie, but it doesn't have Tom Cruise's likeness in the game.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Okay, I don't think Tom Cruise has ever lent his likeness to any video game.
Oh, wait, that's the NES one. Now I've played this one.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you, Tyler. That's not this particular game.
NES
one's based on the 60s television show.
It is. Yeah, it's by Konami, too.
And I think Pear reviewed Mission Impossible for IGN and gave it a 6.6.
Oh, man. Sorry, Damon, we let you down, but I have never played that Mission Impossible game.
Pear says, I do suggest you check this game out, mainly because it boasts a lot of originality. But the control problems, lack of balance, and repetitive gameplay will turn off the majority of gamers spoiled by games like GoldenEye or Metal Gear.
So it was trying to ride on the coattails of GoldenEye.
It was, yeah, for sure. But it's a third-person shooter. And then Obi Boston said, you know, I guess he likes this game a lot. He says, with the recent release of the latest movie entry, I remember this very difficult N64 game with amazing level design that made me feel like a real spy.
There was like an early 90s Mission Impossible PC game. It was incredibly weird that I think Konami actually released it on PC, but it's not the NES game. It's very, very, very different.
I just remember seeing the Mission Impossible art on the box for renting NES games, and I was super not into it.
Okay, real quick before we do another one, I want to do a show and tell. Let me grab something right here.
Oh, what you got? I want to see. Oh, he's off again. Well, Sam, while we're left alone, I'll use this opportunity to talk about the NES Index Compendium 1985 to 1989, available now from Limited Run Games.
It's got all the endings of NES games in it.
It does.
Including my favorite, which I normally would say is Bionic Commando, but it's actually not. It's Castlevania II: Simon's Quest, which has multiple endings, and they're all very goofy.
And we have them all there in the book together.
Yep.
Also, Castlevania I's ending is great, too.
Since you walked away, Damon, I used the opportunity to seize control of your podcast for marketing purposes.
Well, I love that NES Endings Compendium book. However, I'm going to show something here. It's not from Limited Run, but when I saw this existed, I could not order this fast enough.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
This is the PC Engine, the box art collection. And like, look at how beautiful this book is. It's so good and cool.
And there is plus.
Dead Moon.
system has bodacious cover art. Just some of the best ever.
Like I've never played any of these games because this isn't the TurboGrafx. This is the PC Engine.
Yeah.
So these are all Japan, just. Really. These are all going to be all just.
You would have had to import it.
But look, like this
how
is how
many are there?
Yeah, look 500? At how thick this book is. This is how popular PC Engine was in Japan.
The PC Engine
magical
rules
tour.
No, the PC Engine was a legitimate competitor to the NES and Super Nintendo. It came out there like around 87, and it was relevant all the way through the mid-90s.
Wow.
Oh, here's a game I did have on TurboGrafx, Silent Debuggers. It's a first-person like maze game on a spaceship.
I like that game.
And Sim Earth, the living planet.
Yeah, I like that game too. You make monoliths to make you like your frog smarter.
I just want to give up everything, move to Japan, and play PC Engine's entire catalog and collect it over the years.
I did that for 3 years. It was financially ruinous, and I was very happy.
What happened to your collection?
I sold it to take a job at IGN because they wouldn't pay for my move across the country.
It's financially worse.
This episode of Game Scoop is brought to you by NordVPN. As Scoop Nation knows, your Omega Cops have been a little obsessed with a movie called Weekend at Bernie's lately. But as happens too often these days, it is difficult to find it streaming here in the U.S. That's where NordVPN comes in. With NordVPN, you can switch your virtual location to a more enlightened region where they appreciate the comic delights of Weekend at Bernie's. And it's not just for streaming movies and shows. Switching your virtual location can allow you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, and subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price. And you can do all this worry-free as NordVPN threat protection features protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites. Best of all, NordVPN costs the price of a cup of coffee a month, and one account can be used on up to 6 devices. To get the best discount on your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/gamescoop. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/gamescoop. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Okay, next game, maybe our final game, depending on how long this takes. This is from Lindsay. Says, let's see. Okay, I'll share. Yeah, I'll share what Lindsay says about this game after it is revealed. Let the questioning begin again.
All right, good luck, Lindsay. Sam, I led us astray last time. You want to take the lead?
Oh, I just am really hoping it's a PC Engine game now.
Oh, man.
Is this game from the 70s, 80s, or 90s?
No.
Okay, well, it's not
we're
a PC
not
Engine.
We're not going to get it. I don't know what you expect of us. Let's see. I don't know why you would invite Jared on and just have me here like a sucker. Losing 20 questions again.
Is this a current generation game, Damon?
It is now.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Damon doesn't want us to win this one.
Okay, it's a current generation.
I'm always on your
game.
Side.
There's not that many. Well, there's a lot of Switch games. There's just not many PS5 or Xbox games.
Is this a console exclusive?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Uh-oh, that's fun. Is this on Switch?
Yes, it is.
Is it based on a license?
Yes, it actually is. That's 5.
A licensed game on Switch. Okay.
No is this longer based on a movie or a TV show?
Gosh, what is let me look up right here. Well, this
he's
is interesting.
Rapidly googling SpongeBob SquarePants. What is that thing?
Okay, let's correct things here. It's based on a license, but the license is, I'll just tell you, it's a video game. Okay, so it's like it took this video game license and made this other thing.
Okay, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm very confused. It took a video game license and made another thing?
It's...
I can't wait to find out what this goddamn game is.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was licensed from like... I thought this was like the equivalent of like a Dungeons & Dragons game. That's what I thought. Okay.
But it's not. It's actually something else. Okay. Well, obviously, it's Lone Wolf for the Switch, which I played. Let's see, which is based on the RPG book series.
It's too close, but it's on Switch. It has some kind of foundational roots history that's not the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
It is. That's all we know.
And that's all we know. So it has some kind of root.
Okay, so you're ready to guess
thing. Let's find out what. kind of game it is or something.
Is this a violent game?
How do you... Well, I'll just tell you this. It's rated E for everyone.
Okay. Right. Comic mischief.
Yeah. Do you think we should ask if it's a kids game, Sam? Or
yeah. Sounds like it.
Is this like targeted at kids?
No. No.
Okay. What could it be? What could it be? Well, there's a lot of games.
Developed in Japan?
No.
Okay. So it's based on... is the setting a world of magic?
Yes.
Okay, so a magical world.
Wait, where are you going with this? That was really on the nose.
Well, there's a lot of stuff, like, you know, there's everything from like Baldur's Gate and like Icewind Dale is on Switch now. What's the one I'm always harping about where the guy's crud.
Is this a strategy game, an RPG, or a... Is this a strategy game or an RPG?
Yes. That's 10.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. I might know what this is. What is that guy's name? Sorry, Sam. Give me a second. I'm having a blank.
No, my pal set up.
Game I've played a million times.
Is this a multiplayer game?
Yes.
Oh, it's multiplayer. Oh, well, there went my idea.
Okay. So
it's either a strategy or role-playing game that's multiplayer. It's on Switch. Huh. Okay, well, that's not what I thought it was then.
And on Switch is a little weird because it doesn't sound like it's an MMO.
Right? Yeah, well, it may have been brought to Switch. When I asked if it's current gen,
sure,
he said it is now.
Sure, I don't think there's any MMOs on Switch. Well, Elder Scrolls, maybe?
But that's not a multiplayer game now. Well, I mean, there's ESO.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, that's possible.
Is this a strategy game?
It's close, very close to that.
Okay, maybe it's Plants vs. Zombies, Jared.
That's awesome. But that's not. Wait, is Plants vs. Zombies? Isn't actually multiplayer, is it? Except for Garden Warfare,
the shooty one is. Yeah.
What's a magical world? Would that be Garden? Yeah. Garden Warfare would be... Do you really think of that as magical?
Maybe it's not Plants for Zombies, but we're talking like multiplayer and strategy. Like we're in a zone right now. I think we can crack, but...
Yeah. Okay. Very strategy oriented. What's strategy? The problem with the damn Switch is everything's on it.
is this an indie game?
Yes. It was. It. Yes. Yep.
Okay. So it's not a big EA game.
Hold on. The developer is... But it had a major publisher.
Okay.
Please tell me it was published by EA. All right, let's just lean in on that here.
It's not Banner Saga, because that's not E for everyone.
A multiplayer strategy game.
The original developer is indie. It originally had a big publisher, but the version that's on Switch was put out by the developer itself.
I guess it could be. I don't know. Is Torchlight on Switch?
I don't know
if it is either.
But it's E for everyone, Jared. I just don't think it's one of those dungeon crawly games. I think it's going to be something.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's probably more palatable. Yeah, it's an indie game.
Is this?
I'm wondering if I've played this.
Could it be Genshin?
Genshin Impact?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a possibility. I don't play Genshin, so I don't know very much about it. I know it's...
Or is that just on PlayStation still? I just don't know what the... I think it's just on PlayStation still.
I thought Genshin was on Switch now, but...
Okay. Well, it's also more strategy. So is this a turn... Or is this a real-time strategy game?
No.
You said it's multiplayer. I wonder if I'm assuming it's online multiplayer, but.
Could it be a board game?
I was wondering that. I'm not giving you much, Sam. I'm sorry, kind of leaving you out in left field here, but I'm very lost.
Is this like a turn-based board game type game?
It's kind of in that wheelhouse, kind of.
That's close. Like Factorio or something.
See, that would explain the license issue, right? It's like well, I mean, essentially having its roots.
Yeah, I think the problem is we've gotten stuck on the license thing, and now we're like, shit. And that's all I can think about is like Sesame Street and like Play-Doh. That's where my brain's stuck.
Yeah.
Okay. You're at 15, and your hint is that I love this game.
Oh. I should know this. Wait, is this a card game?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Hearthstone type stuff.
Shit, it's a fucking card game. Okay.
Yeah, that would make sense.
It could be Marvel Snap. It could be Hearthstone. Yeah. It could be.
And what's on Switch?
What's on Switch? What's on? Oh shit! I don't play card games
anymore. World of Magic, though. So.
Yeah, my problem is this is so embarrassing. But I don't. I stopped playing digital card games several years ago.
Yeah.
You made like a choice to stop playing them, or you just You just haven't played them.
I stopped playing them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's Marvel Snap, because I think that's a mobile game that everybody played. And then I'm trying to think of party games. If we had Justin here, we get this. No, we can get this. I'm just trying to think of all the stupid names of these dumb games that Damon likes. There's like Darkest Dungeon, but that would be like E for Everyone. It could it just be Hearthstone? Is it just that maybe? How do you narrow these down? Like, is this like a who did that game? Is that a Blizzard game? I don't even know. Well, who? Okay, was this game originally a Blizzard game?
No.
Yeah, I know. We'll know. I guess I don't think I can get it. Like, it's gonna be something that like. Yeah, I don't know. Is this a card game?
It's not a card game, no.
Maybe it's strategy, but not cards. It's like a riddle. It's like strategy, but not cards. And for everyone, but set in a world of magic. And yeah, is it Peggle?
That's close. You're on the right track. You're on the right track there.
Is this a game that's like Peggle with wizards?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
All right. I think we have to give up on this one, too.
You give up. Right. No, you have one more question, but you do not want to ask another question.
No.
Okay.
I just want to know what the damn game is from the start of this.
Might and Magic. Oh, yeah. We need it. Clash of Heroes.
I've never heard of that game. What's Might and Magic based on? So
apparently, it's just video games. I would have thought it was like a role-playing game, but... Might and Magic is a series.
Were they like PC RPGs?
Maybe it is. They're just, but they're always computer, no pen and paper.
Okay. What's the comment from the
there it is.
Person that wrote it?
So this is, you, wait, when you see the gameplay, you remember this game? No. This game is awesome. Originally DS. It's a puzzle game, a puzzle RPG. You have to stack the different colored troops and have them attack the enemy. It's great. It took advantage of the dual screens on the DS. It was fantastic there. Then they brought it to Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. And now it's out on Switch and PS4. It was developed by Capybara from Super Time Force and Below and Sword and Sorcery. It's a terrific game.
You showed me the game 3 seconds ago. And I don't remember the name of it. But Might and Magic,
Clash of Heroes.
CRPGs?
Might and Magic is, CRPGs.
You said the person had a comment that wrote in.
Since we were talking about it in the GameScoop group, I thought I would send Might and Magic Clash of Heroes as a suggestion. I think that would definitely give them a challenge, since it isn't a game that's talked about much. So good, though. I really wish someone would make another game like this.
That's where I recognize it from. That's like, I know it goes back that far.
Might and Magic.
Mm-hmm. It is set in the world of magic. Next we'll ask, is this game set in like a world of might?
The NES game is called Might and Magic.
Rygar is.
The NES game is called Might and Magic: Secret of the Inner Sanctum.
I don't know; those are two really hard ones, and I don't feel bad at all.
Oh, well, you should never feel bad. But I'm an evangelist for Might and Magic: Clash of Heroes, and I know I've talked about that game before because it's
only Justin's listening when you talk about games like that.
Okay. Well, fair enough. It was very similar idea to Puzzle Quest and Critter Crunch. Oh, here, thank you, Tyler.
Yeah,
this, but that can't be the NES version, right? Or is it? That's the NES version.
It looks like it.
It's doing something crazy. What is it even doing? What's happening? It's changing the scenery. I don't know what's happening.
That was incredible.
Anyway. Well, nicely attempt. I will not torture you anymore, and I will not hold Tayo hostage anymore. I took over his whole afternoon to record these two episodes, but definitely wanted to get Scoop Nation something to listen to this week while we're all at Comic-Con. So thank you for the suggestions. Remember, viewers, listeners, if you have your own suggestions for 20 questions, you can always email them to me at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com. Thank you to both Sam and Jared. Jared, don't be a stranger. It's always a pleasure having you on.
Well, Eamon, next time you have Jared and I just on doing this, can you bring a game like Might and Magic Inner Sanctum and tell us the answer and then just make us look good asking the questions?
Sure.
Because like I think it'd be amazing if at the end of it we're like, I think that sounds like Might and Magic Inner Sanctum.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Cool. All right. Thank you, Tayo, for putting up with all this. I will see you guys on our next regular episode next week. My name is Damon. This is GameScoop Gaiden, and we're out.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.